Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. We have a huge update on two states, and it's basically opposite ends of the spectrum. One is looking to pass constitutional carry, and the other one is looking to put their citizens back into the dark ages and take away their ability to protect themselves. Let's start in South Carolina. The race to be the next state for constitutional carry is going on between South Carolina and Louisiana. South Carolina, you may remember, I did a video all posted above. The House passed the constitutional carry bill. It went over to the Senate. The Senate put an amendment on it that basically destroyed constitutional carry, would actually give you bigger fines and sentences if you were actually concealing a gun without a permit, even though there was a constitutional carry bill. It's BS, and a bunch of us in the community, drove South Carolina residents to contact their House representatives to say, strip that amendment, strip it out. We want clean constitutional carry passed. It's working. You all contacting them, they're hearing you. For those who say, I don't want to call them, it's not worth the time, let me show you this. This is from the South Carolina House Majority Leader, David Hoyt. He said, and I quote, "While I respect the intentions and efforts of the Senate, the House Republican caucus remains united in our decision to non-concur with the Senate's changes. We will return a clean version of the Constitutional Carry Second Amendment Preservation Act to the Senate next week, the exact version that was overwhelmingly passed by the House last year. Our dedication to protecting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens remains steadfast. It is our firm belief that this bill, in its original form, best reflects the fundamental rights and freedoms of our constituents." That's only because you all have been blowing up their phone lines, emailing them, reaching out on their social medias, and I'm going to tell you to continue that day or night, Monday through Sunday night into Monday. Keep doing it. Don't care if you've reached out once already, do it again. Be that thorn in their side, just like the anti-gunners are being thorns in the side of the opposition. So, good job. Don't give up and don't stop putting the pressure on them in South Carolina. You will have constitutional carry if you stay on them. That's the good part. The bad part, or potentially bad part, we're going to go to Virginia. The Virginia Democrats last year won control of the state House of Delegates and the state Senate by the slimmest of majorities. I think it's like a one vote majority in one of the chambers and a two vote majority in the other. And they have this session passed dozens, plural, of gun control bills and have sent them to Governor Glenn Youngkin. They're sitting on his desk right now. Now, if you live in Virginia, you need to contact Glenn Youngkin. Why? Because he has not said whether he will veto these or not. And I'm going to tell you about some pressure, an attaboy, a quid pro quo, if you will, that the Democrats might be dangling in front of the governor. First off, I'm going to tell you a couple of the bills that are sitting on his desk. Like I said, there are dozens, and I'm going to tell you a couple. 5-day waiting period, a ban on ghost guns, a $500 fine if you leave a firearm unattended and visible in your car, and then it is stolen subsequently. Safety course required before you can purchase a gun, a ban on carrying in public places, requiring locking devices or trigger locks for prior to transferring or selling guns, and much more, plus the yet-to-be-approved assault weapon ban. That's all heading to or is already on the governor's desk. Youngkin has never said he will veto these. That's the problem. Many people think he will. Many people think he won't. Some people are still uncertain. If you haven't reached out to the Virginia governor and you live in Virginia, don't know what you're waiting for, might as well do it now. Call his office, email him, hit up at the text line, hit him on his Facebook, his Twitter, his Instagram. Do it, and do it a lot. Yes, if he does veto this, the Democrats don't have enough to override his vetoes. He hasn't said if he's going to override it. He has gone on record saying that he thinks that Virginia already has some of the toughest gun laws, but that doesn't say, hey, we don't need any more, or I'm going to veto these. And here is the carrot that the Democrats may be dangling behind closed doors, is that Youngkin is trying to get them, because they have the majority, he's trying to get them to pass a $2 billion arena so that they can lure the NBA's Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals to Northern Virginia, which would increase revenue and all that stuff, even though the NHL and the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL and the NCAA and Major League Soccer and NASCAR are all part of the letter that I showed you yesterday asking Congress to violate the Constitution and ban some guns. So if you haven't seen that video, check that. But yes, you need to put pressure on your governor. If they decide to strong-arm him, saying, listen, if you don't pass at least this one or that one, probably the assault weapon ban, then we're not going to pass your arena deal. That could be very dangerous. Very dangerous. So reach out and tell them that, especially if you live in Virginia. Guys and gals, I hope that you take action. When you are taking action, look at South Carolina. It's working. You're getting your elected officials to represent the demands, the beliefs, and the desires of a majority of their constituents. That's what representation's all about. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a phenomenal day. Get out there. Be part of the fix of the problem. Don't sit back and let others do it. Be part of it. 2024 is all about getting involved. Solidarity, my friends. Till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. It's your right. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Our rights are our rights, and they supersede feelings. You are your own first responder. Always remember that. I'll see you all in the next one. Subscribe to the channel if you want some more hard-hitting facts about the Second Amendment in an area near you. Take care.